from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Here we go. It's hour number two of the, hour number five, actually, of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It is a 6 o'clock hour, and no matter which way you slice it. Brian Broaddus has some Krusty's Corner here coming up at bottom of the hour at 6:30. He'll tell you about the three players the Cowboys signed and everything else on his Cowboys menu as they had today off. They'll have a practice with the Rams tomorrow, perhaps the best opportunity for evaluation. And your guy Broaddus, boots on the ground in Oxnard, there to report on it all. It is time now, though, for a sports hodgepodge. Here's your chief.
All right, do you guys want the good news or the bad news first?
Hit me with the bad.
Okay. The bad news is we have people swinging helmets in practices, and not only in college, but also in the NFL. I think DK Metcalf just did it to one of his Seahawks teammates.
Oh, my gosh.
So these Guardian caps are really being tested.
Wow.
Guardian caps really being tested.
Oh, no.
Seeing the footage there. NFL Network's there broadcasting live, and they have their crew sitting there on the camera. But in the background of it, you can see a kerfuffle taking place, a little tomfoolery, pushing, shoving, and then DK Metcalf rips a helmet off, and then, or maybe, yeah, he takes somebody else's helmet and smashes it into their own head. I don't know. A little bit ridiculous. And this on the heels of an Appalachian State player going viral today,
yeah,
doing some scrimmaging with his own teammate, and the defensive lineman gets mixes it up in a pass rush there with the guard, and then helmet comes off. He rips the helmet off of the O-lineman and then smashes it back into the O-lineman's face, and then the O-lineman's like staggering and falling down. The video ends.
Yeah, that was bad. This one is helmet on helmet, but the one where he rips it off at App State and then hits the dude bare in the face, that is brutal.
Couple weeks into training camp, tempers are flaring. It's hot out there. It's hotter than Hades. They're 105 degrees. Poor news reporters standing up doing their live shots here for the evening news. I wonder how much it hurts to get struck with a Guardian cap as compared to a regular helmet. You know,
if the
would you take the Guardian cap off and then start wielding it damage?
Yeah, if you're really trying to create as much damage as possible and you have the wherewithal and the time and the coordination to do that, yes, I think it would hurt more taking just a regular helmet to the dome.
You probably get arrested, won't you? Taking the Guardian cap off?
That's going the extra mile there with the
violence. You're like, hey, wait here for a second. Let me take this thing off, and I'm going to hit you with it.
Okay, did this start with Myles Garrett? Before Myles Garrett, had you ever seen someone just swinging their helmet around and trying to smash it into somebody else? Because I feel like Myles Garrett is the start on this, and now we've seen little moments here and there, different levels of football, and now on the same day I'm seeing DK Metcalf doing it at a Seahawks practice to his own teammate, and an Appalachian State player doing it to his own teammate. I don't understand.
When I was at LSU, it happened. Ralph Norwood hit a big tackle that we had. He got one of the, it was in a one-on-one drill, same thing, and he felt like that he got some unnecessary stuff happened to him in the drill, and he ripped the guy's helmet off and swung it at him. And that was back in the 80s. That was, you know, in the middle 80s. that we were doing
it's
that.
It's definitely gone viral over the last three or four years.
Man, it is scary when you
remember
see
the Aaron
somebody
Donald
do
one
it.
With the Bengals?
Aaron Donald can't fight, which there was post Miles Garrett. But yeah, I feel like ever since the helmet was put into football, it's just an easy thing to grab as a weapon in a fight. We're just throwing it. But Miles Garrett certainly was the first one I ever saw in game do something
Lyle
like that.
Lyle Alzado, 1982, ripped the helmet off of Jets offensive lineman Chris Ward, attempted to throw it at him. That's when the rule debuted.
Interesting. Very interesting.
He was under the influence, so it didn't really count. You know?
Lyle was on some stuff, man. Yeah, he was. He was on a lot of things.
Pretty remarkable. We don't have a Lawrence Taylor episode of one of these things.
Lawrence
just cracked out, like completely not being himself.
02, Chiefs training camp. Fight broke out between defensive lineman Eddie Freeman and offensive lineman John Tate. Freeman hit Tate with his own helmet, causing 17 stitches and a broken nose.
Yeah.
Dang, dude. Yeah, okay. It looks off-putting. Every time you see it, you're like, it was tough to watch
when it happened back in the 80s. And I was like, man, what, you know, and they got him off the field. I mean, quick.
It's probably the helmet, but which one would be worse, getting smacked in the face with the helmet or face stomped by Albert Haynesworth, like what happened with Andre Girard?
Cleats to the head would terrify me.
Yeah. Yeah, the face stomp. Because, like, even Mason Rudolph, like, there's ways, like, we talk about the Miles Garrett one, and it looked really bad, but Mason Rudolph was seemingly uninjured, you know? There's ways to be hit, I guess, by the helmet to where you're not totally messed up, even though it looks insane. The stomping on the face, especially by a 300-pounder, I mean, that leg alone from Albert Haynesworth being, like, 150 pounds, I mean, that's ridiculous. So, anyways, that is the bad news. The good news, though, guys, this time tomorrow, we will have our bellies full at Hurtado Barbecue in Mansfield. This is the pregame to the Fan Bowl 2024 event that's going down at Hurtado in Arlington on Saturday. That kicks off at 1 p.m., and that'll go well into the afternoon and the evening. But tomorrow, G-Bag Nation, 2 to 7, we plant the flag. Hurtado Barbecue, 226 North Walnut Creek Drive in Mansfield. We will be there, and we will have some G-Bag Nation etched glasses presented by Stella Artois. So it's going to be an epic day.
Ooh, I love those glasses.
These glasses are badass.
Is this the new location?
Yeah, this is the Mansfield location.
Okay.
And I know
it's AC'd. It's air conditioned over there.
I'm pretty sure they got all the good stuff there, bro. Yeah, so you're going to have serious FOMO tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys out there. It should be a lot of fun.
We'll tell you how good the birria tacos are opening
segment.
They'll
be the best. Yeah, they'll be the best.
You say that different every time, dog.
I try. I try to do it the same.
Birria.
I need a mentor.
Yeah.
Hey, Broadus, I had some FOMO last night. You were in Malibu hanging out with Jerry and company. Yeah. I saw Troy Aikman was hanging out there. Give me the goods, man. What do we need to know?
Well, I'll tell you what. We're not supposed to talk about things that are said on that place.
Yeah, but you're Brian Broadus.
Can tell us. I mean, it's just your friends.
I can tell my friends, but I'll tell you what. There's something off air I do need to tell you guys.
Okay.
I heard there.
Lucius, we off air?
That's how we box out the listener.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to do that. I do not mean to do that. But since you guys asked, what's that?
Text us and we'll look into the webcam and give our reaction faces.
Okay.
Ooh, yeah,
like, I'll do that.
I like this.
Yeah, that's a good
whatever
one.
You guys do, don't do this.
All right, don't say it.
Just face.
Don't say it.
But when they say faces say 1,000 words, right?
Yeah, there's a couple things that, but this was one of them that I heard.
Yeah, make sure to go ahead and clip this, Carter.
Yeah. All right. So this is big for the look at our facial reaction to the off the record thing that Broadus is allegedly going to text
us. I think I got it.
Okay.
Wait, here, why is Palmer
just don't send it to the wrong person.
I'm making sure.
Okay, here's the three.
We have live.
Well, go ahead, talk while I'm doing this. Okay,
this is great. This is great. You're talking. We have live coverage of you trying to figure out how to work
while
out your
phone. I'm talking. I'm not typing. You know.
All right.
Just tell us what you're typing.
All right, I look forward to getting this ping. In the meantime, this is fantastic, dude. If you were ever going to win a gold medal, you'd want to do it as a Filipino, okay?
Oh, yeah.
They get quite a bit of stuff.
Carlos Yulo. This guy. Wow. Carlos, we all envy the position you have put yourself in, sir. First ever male Olympic gold medalist in the history of their country.
Amazing.
Okay.
Okay.
And so I don't know if he's getting special treatment because he is the first dude to ever bring home gold, but he is what he gets. I mean, when we laugh about what America's giving their gold medalists and things, where it's just like they clearly...
We're just taking it for granted.
We're not
really
taking it serious. Yeah, exactly. These guys, like, they are so, so fired up to...
I apologize.
...to win for their country that, I mean... This is 8 bullet points of things that this guy's about to receive.
8 bullet points?
Bullet points.
Oh, let's party.
I don't know how it gets much better than the first one. Broadus, you're going to love this.
Oh, hold on.
I've seen them all.
Lifetime of free colonoscopies after he turns 45 years old.
Hey, you know.
Are you kidding me?
I believe he could go in every day, Walchuk, and just get sedated and,
just want to make sure. Today might be the day.
And penetrated. Penetrated every day for the rest of his life when he turns 45 years old. If that's your thing, dude, every Filipino in the world right now is grinding their tail off out of the womb trying to make sure they are a gold medalist. Because at 45 years old, that kink of yours, Mr. Furry, is about to get it done with the colonoscopies and the sedation.
I would like a colonoscopy. I think that would be fantastic
You would not like the part, the pre-game stuff is hard.
Is it tough?
Yeah, I mean, hey, when you wake up, though, you're like, and they say, oh, everything's okay. You feel a ton better, but
the burn. Hungry too.
Is it the burn?
The pregame stuff is hard.
Yeah,
just drinking and
laxative.
It just goes through you.
I could use one of those
right now.
Yeah,
those are about 12 pounds.
I still don't see what you're saying. Yeah, that sounds amazing, Broadus.
After Oxford,
it's just
a gut cleanse.
No, because you drink every 30 minutes, and then it's like in my 5 minutes later, it's just gotta go, and it's clockwork, man. I mean, it's serious.
I need one of those toilets from Idiocracy.
It just turns into
it's clear. You see notes? Yeah. Chill on that hole all day.
What a great movie, man. I need to go watch that again. All right, so it looks like we've received the text, so we need to open it and make a face, right?
I made my face.
Oh, you already
made you guys aren't on the camera, so I can't. I can
Dawson,
only see
you already make your face?
Yeah.
Wow. All
right. I think this is something you could have said.
This is Ryan. My time. It's time for me to make
I don't
a face.
Know. The guy told me don't say anything.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not saying it.
All right. That is
juicy.
That's a thing that was said.
Very juicy.
Can we just say this?
What you have said. Nope.
It's an opinion. Okay?
No, he believes it.
He believes it.
He believes it.
He believes in his own opinion.
He's in the know.
He believes this.
So Carlos Yulo,
A lifetime supply of colonoscopy at the age of 40. What is that? 3 more? 2 more?
Yeah, how often do you need to have these?
Yeah.
Well,
I think it was every. What did the guy tell
me? It's a lifetime of free ones, I guess.
See,
I would
like
imagine.
8 years, 5 years.
Well, every 5 years?
Yeah, I think it was 5 years. Yeah.
He's not going to turn them away.
Like, dude, I'm a gold medalist. Yeah. What are you doing?
Can you check my prostate while you're here, too, Doc?
Yeah.
The old fashioned way, please.
No, don't have to numb anything. Yeah. The other thing, so this is Carlos Yulo made history as the Philippines' first ever male Olympic gold medalist. He gets a lifetime of free colonoscopies after the age of 45 years old. He gets a fully furnished condo worth over $400,000. He also, bullet point number 3, gets a house. So he gets a condo that's almost $500,000, and he gets a house. So he's got, this is
set for life.
Yeah. Are you kidding me? Over $250,000 in cash. So is that $251,000 or is that, is that a million? I don't know, but that's awesome.
A good starting point to go from.
Yeah. And you don't have to put that down as the down payment on your house because you already have one. And you don't have to put a down payment for your condo because you already have one.
Yay.
And you don't have to save up. Be like, oh, we got to stash that away for all those colonoscopies I'm going to need after 45 because you got a lifetime free pass of those too.
Let's go.
He gets an iPhone 16 that I'm assuming is free and he doesn't have to pay for.
I think you probably turn that condo into an Airbnb. Like Philippines is a fantastic place for tourists and all that.
Holy
the scenery.
Crap. The 16th iPhone?
That's a brilliant move.
You just got passive income coming out of your door.
He's got there 2 free restaurant franchises. He's now a business owner. He's a gold medalist, and now he's a business owner.
He's set up for life.
I'd probably sell those immediately. That sounds like a lot of work.
I was gonna say that might be.
Hey, most restaurants fail within their first year. That's what somebody said.
Yeah, so he better get out of there.
You might as well run for office like Manny Pacquiao at this point.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You got to parlay that into something.
Yeah, do something with that.
Now, how about this one? He owns his own restaurants and stuff, so like he's obviously gonna be eating chill, but. He gets a lifetime of free mac and cheese, grilled. I love that they specify grilled chicken and ramen and more from various local restaurants.
Okay.
Not bad.
So we want to have you eating like somewhat healthy with the grilled chicken.
Yeah, we're going to take a walk and choose where he wants to eat.
Yeah.
I mean,
Luby's.
Unlimited ramen brought us. I feel like I know you just pitched a tent somewhere inside the tent that you're in.
I'm in. I'm totally in on the ramen. We got a place. I'm sorry you guys got out of town before I could take you to my ramen place.
Damn. It's all right.
It was good.
And finally, he gets a free college education on top of it all. Oh, so, that's amazing. My guy.
Well done, sir.
What would we all want of those? Other than, obviously, the lifetime.
The house.
The colonoscopies. But other than that, you would want the house.
The house.
Yeah, I'll take the house.
I guess
give me the house.
I guess. I mean, I don't know. That ramen on the seems beach. Pretty enticing. Whew. Anyways, there it is. Sports Hodgepodge.
There, thank you very much, Chief. It is the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, Krusty's Corner's coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Wolchuk, what are we doing next?
Yeah, we do have some Brandon Ayuk news. We had Kyle Shanahan and their GM, John Lynch, just being brutally honest about the situation. We got the audio for you.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Next in the Fan.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. G-Bag Nation. Brian's going to tell you about the newest Cowboys, everything you need to know from camp here in just a second. This segment of the Nation's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate your vehicle today at carsforkids.org. And here's Zach Wolchuk with some sports.
Yeah, since we're going to talk Cowboys with Brian here in just a moment, big news that we're still waiting on is the Brandon Ayuk trade. Now, Patriots apparently are out of this with the 49ers. They were willing to offer Brandon Ayuk up to $32 million per season. That's according to Mark Rice, who does an excellent job of covering the Patriots. But I guess that wasn't quite enough, and they couldn't reach compensation. So Pat's out. Brown Steelers still in. A lot of momentum building that the Steelers are going to be the team that ends up acquiring Brandon Ayuk. But as of 2 hours ago, I saw Shefty on ESPN saying that the the 49ers, Brandon Ayuk, are at a standstill, and the 49ers just don't seem to be in a rush to make the move. Now, AI is winning again. This was AI-generated Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch just being brutally honest at the podium talking about the Brandon Ayuk situation.
Why are you confident that you can work things out with Ayuk?
Ayuk's agent is a huge pain in my butt, man. We offered the guy $26 million a year. He had one good season and thinks he's Jerry Rice. Brandon cares more about money than competing for Super Bowls, so that puts us in a tough position.
John, will you shut the hell up? We're in a press conference here, and I thought we talked about this. I've got no good receivers left, and you're about to let my best deep threat go to the Cleveland Browns or something, and you must have got CTE while you were playing for my dad. Just get Brandon to sign the f***ing contract.
Kyle, I'm not going to pay Brandon $30 million. I'll trade him and get someone cheaper, plus I can probably get us a bunch of draft picks.
What am I supposed to do with draft picks, John? Man, there's no way I can defeat that cheeseburger-eating bastard, Andy Reid, when my cheapskate boss can't get deals done. This job is aging me worse than a baboon's ass in a hurricane of monkey d***.
Man, I saw a report today that Devontae Adams for Ayuk is possible. Yeah. Is that still alive here tonight?
See, that's one where, like, I did see the Raiders were floating in, and you have the Antonio Pierce connection because he coached Brandon Ayuk at Arizona State. So the thing is, there's so much ball sacking out there, but I do know everybody's just waiting because Pretty Ricky was the guy that had Ayuk to the Steelers a couple of weeks ago. And then you had all of the Shefties and the Palaceros then say that, no, the Steelers aren't part of this. Now they seem like the front runner again.
Wow.
So we know Pretty Ricky was wrong about the CeeDee Lamb deal. You know, he hinted at that maybe happening a week ago. That still hasn't happened. But might nail Brandon Ayuk going to the Pittsburgh Steelers here if that does indeed happen. But there also was a report that Shanahan's bothered by Brandon Ayuk's behavior. So I think that he does end up getting moved. It's just which team and how quickly does it end up happening.
Yeah, the whispers among the gang of seven is that the 49ers are happy with any deal that they can get.
Wow.
And so they are, but they also, I'm hearing that they're willing to wait this thing out just because they want to make sure that Brandon Ayuk goes to the place he wants to go.
Okay.
So they are comfortable with the trade packages that have been offered, but they want to make sure that Ayuk is like, okay, if he, you know, I know New England was part of it, but they were like, hey, we're just waiting on him. And when, you know, he tells us where he wants to go, well, then that's what we'll work on. But that, just like I say, gang of seven is pretty, I think I got this one wired pretty good.
Yeah.
Just because of my gang. But they are totally comfortable with the trade packages that are currently on the table for them. And they'll make a move if they have to.
That's tremendous insight.
After Brandon decides what team he wants to go to.
And I think a lot of that also has to do with the contract, right? Like, he wants to make sure the contract's what he wants. If the Patriots were offering $32 million, obviously he wants more than that. And that's going to have a big impact on CeeDee Lamb as well. CeeDee Lamb is a much better receiver, in my opinion, than Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, way better.
And if he gets anywhere close to Justin Jefferson, it just makes CeeDee Lamb's case even that much stronger.
I would be terrified if my team is giving up big trade draft capital to get Ayuk and then giving him $32 million. I mean, this is going to be like the deal with that Steeler back in the day. Was it Smith-Schuster?
Oh, Juju. Yeah.
Yeah, Juju. You know, he was clearly a number two.
Yeah.
But, you know, in that offense, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, you know, a lot of weapons, he found space to operate. And I think a similar thing's going to happen with Ayuk. I'd be terrified.
Eric?
I just wonder how much, like, okay, New England's willing to give him 32, but he doesn't want to
just
go
doesn't
to
want to go to
you yeah, know maybe it's like hey I'll take 30 32. With the Steelers
sure that
know?
Could be
that's
that
the whole be. That's the whole thing right now because like I said, I was talking with these guys out here and it was everybody was kind of like going well what you know what do you think and they're like hey well he's going to make a decision you know everybody thinks that San Francisco is in actually a really good spot now the problem is Ricky Pearsall's been banged up, the guy that's kind of going to replace him. So that's a little bit of a problem. I wonder if they come back and all of a sudden that the 49ers do pay him. And just they say, you know what? Hey, he doesn't want to go to Pittsburgh. He doesn't want to go to the Cleveland. He doesn't want to go to one of these places. What if he just takes a deal like that, you know, that he's just to stay in San Francisco? You know, that's something I think we need to think about as well.
Last thing before we throw things to Krusty's Corner, Giants, Lions both got fined $200K for the fights during their joint practices. So maybe more incentive for McVay and McCarthy tomorrow. Make sure your guys are, you know, toeing the line.
The NFL does not want you out there fighting.
No. And there's been a lot of fights.
Yeah. So I would not be surprised if that's a big part of Mike McCarthy's emphasis going into tomorrow against the Rams. For more on the Cowboys, here's Brian Broaddus in Krusty's Corner.
Hey, thank you very much, General. I appreciate all that. We had some guys. We didn't have a practice today. We just had the mock game, the walkthrough, getting ready tomorrow. By the way, DallasCowboys.com is going to have this on the website. So they got to, they're going to have a, almost like if you remember back in the day, we used to do training camp live.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we're going to have a, they're going to have camera and they're going to have commentary crews on both fields and stuff like that. So there should be some good stuff going on there.
If there is a fight, you guys will have it surrounded.
I think so. I think so. So we'll, but yeah, it's it sounds like it's going to be a good practice. I was talking to some people in the organization that I said, hey, is this going to be a ones-on-ones kind of a thing? And there, and my guy said, right now, that's the plan. So that'll be good versus good. Yeah. You know, sometimes you don't know. Some teams practice where their ones will go against their twos during practice.
Yeah.
And so now, yeah, so now it's – and here with the Cowboys, they play ones versus ones. So, you know, hopefully Mike gets his way here if McVay is not one of those guys and says, hey, can we go ones versus ones? Mm-hmm. With the thought about hey, we're not going to play our guys on Sunday, you know, let's kind of get a look if we can here. So keep an eye on that. But should be a really, really good day tomorrow with all this practices and the guys working with each other. All right, they did sign a few guys, and this surprised me a little bit because they added some linebackers to the mix. And I had a chance to sit down and watch Nick Virgil, who they signed a linebacker. I watched him in the preseason here, and these guys, a couple of these guys are kind of like career special teams guys, but then you could see a little bit of their work with during the season, as far as they don't play a lot of regular season games, so you had to kind of go back and watch them play in the preseason just to get an idea about him. But everybody kind of knows the story of Nick Virgil. He's a guy that's, you know, Mike Zimmer's familiar with. They've just kind of, you know, he's played at Minnesota and places like that. But I mentioned this guy, so he's a career special teamer. He's one of those guys that's pretty good in reactions when it comes to coverage. I think he's a pretty aware player. The tackling in space was good. There was a time in this game I was watching against the when they were playing the Carolina, and they threw the ball in the flat, and he had responsibility. It was like a third down and one, and they threw it in the flat to try and get the first. And he read from inside out, and then, you know, was able to sprint over there and make the tackle before they even got the first down. So you talk about awareness, open field tackling. You could put him in coverage. I think that's something that he does pretty well. He didn't overrun any plays or you know, put himself out of position. I'd like to see him step up a little more and be a little bit more physical, taking on blocks. But you do see when he gets locked up a little bit, he can get rid of some blockers. I'd like to see a better burst from him. You know, there'll be, you know, the one thing you watch about these Cowboy linebackers is when they see a play, they run. They are to the ball. And I could see this guy, you know, not being as quick or as fast as those guys. But like I say, this crew out here can run a little bit. So maybe a little bit better burst from him. The effort is really, really good. The strike as a tackler is really, really good. You know, just a lack of quickness, I think, is something that you got to kind of be a little bit aware of. But he is he's a solid special teams player. So we'll see how he gets in the rotation with that. Darius Harris from Kansas City most of his work is as a special teams player. He's got size. He's got better quickness than what you have with Virgil. He's got a hold though to stay in front of his guy, because I was watching him a lot of special teams. Like, how does this guy fit?
Yeah.
And he'll stay in front of his guy. He's got to hold him, and he got away with it. You know, I'd just like to see him adjust a little bit better in space. You know, I think there were some times where he had a chance to redirect, and it really wasn't as quick or as clean as it needed to be. Straight ahead speed is really, really good, but like I say, probably more of a special teams guy. He was on the punt team, the kickoff team, kickoff return, all those things for Kansas City. So he's going to get an opportunity here. The interesting one is this Albert Huggins, who they got from the Falcons. He's a guy that's kind of been bouncing around a little bit as a defensive tackle. And I thought, okay, they're going to try and go get them a one here, a one technique. But Huggins is a little bit more of a three than he is a one. But I've seen him play nose, and I've seen him play but more three. He's got really good lateral slide to his game. So when the ball goes outside of him, you can see him playing off blocks and getting on the outside. He's got a touch of quickness to him. He'll hold the point of attack with some squareness. He doesn't get turned. You can see him when he'll adjust back to find the ball. Like wherever the ball is, he's pretty good at getting back in on the play. Hold the point of attack with some strength. He doesn't have many pass rush moves, works down the line of scrimmage. He can beat the cutoffs, the reach blocks, stuff like that. Kind of a little bit better run player than he is a pass rusher. But he'll stay active.
Do you think he'll make the team?
I don't know. I'm interested, and this is why I think they signed this guy. I think they're looking for a backup three. I believe they want to take Golston and maybe work him on the edge and maybe get him back. Golston has been the backup three technique here. And I wonder if they're thinking like, okay, if we can get Huggins to come in here, maybe he shows us a little something. Maybe he could be the backup three.
Yeah.
And that'll allow us to move Golston over to maybe to the right end or move him to the left end and just let him play as a backup guy. They might be a little bit worried about what's going on with their edges since they lost some of that depth.
Yeah.
With Fowler and Armstrong and those guys
and
going out
Sam
the door.
Williams.
And then losing Sam Williams. Yeah. So they might be looking at a shuffle to try and find a backup three in order to allow them to move the guys. So we'll see how that all plays out. But I'm excited about the scrimmages. The scrimmage tomorrow, and looking forward to reporting back on that tomorrow with you guys, and kind of give you an idea who shined and maybe who needs a little bit more work.
Cannot wait for that, Brian. A lot of players with a special opportunity, and Broaddus is going to be there with his scout's eye to deliver the goods. We will have Krusty's Corner back at its normal time tomorrow at 3:40. If you want to tune in for that, although the practice doesn't start until 4 o'clock Texas time, right?
It'll be 4 o'clock. So yeah, the first couple hours I'll be with you guys,
okay,
and then go watch the scrimmage, and then I'll be back with you guys for the 6 o'clock hour.
Perfect.
So we'll maybe take that whole six and kind of figure out what we need to do there to talk about what we saw.
I love that. The Corner brought to you by Dallas College. Your future begins here. It was a tough afternoon for the Rangers. They tried to claw their way back into it, but they dropped 6-4. If you're calling this a season, I mean, it looks to be appropriate today, but they're still just 5.5 back. So let's take a deep breath and see if they can get some momentum coming up. Day off tomorrow, and then they will take on the Yankees. Mariners continue their series against the Tigers this evening. DeGrom tomorrow, the team's visiting the White House. He's staying at Globe Life Field to do a 20-pitch round of live batting. Apparently, if he went to D.C., it could have set his recovery back a week or so. So the Rangers are trying to keep that strict schedule, and if the session goes well, he's expected to throw a 2-inning session to hitters while the Rangers are in Boston early next week, and if both those go good, then boom. He could be on his way to some rehab starts in the minor leagues. That could be exciting to go watch. And tough news for UT Longhorn sophomore tailback CJ Baxter, LCL and PCL right knee, is going to require surgery and miss the 2024 season. All right, we're back with the Get Right. We'll crosstalk with Reggie and Blake and see what they have cooking here for you on a Wednesday night on 105.3 The Fan. Thank you, Lucius. It's time now for the Get Right to take over. It'll be Reggie and Blake here this evening, 7 to 11 on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Tomorrow, we're going to be live at Hurtado in Mansfield, and we cannot wait to come hang with the Tolos down there. We'll have those beautiful G-Bag Nation etched Stella Artois glasses while they last, so please join us there. It'll be a full show, 2 to 7 with the Rangers off, back in action Friday against the Yankees in New York, by the way. Okay, Get Right. How the heck you guys doing tonight?
Yo, doing pretty well, fellas. How about y'all?
Doing good. It's good to be back here. You know, it's exciting to have Cowboys training camp going on. Would love to see some Rangers victories, but let's talk about something else. How's your Olympic experience been so far? You guys checking this out?
I think myself and Blake are having very different Olympic experiences, to be completely honest. Ain't that right?
It's just tough to keep up with. I appreciate the gold zone, the red zone kind of version that they're doing. If it weren't for that, I was telling Reg, it's just hard to tell what's a semifinal, what's a qualifier, what's a pool match, what's a group play, and then what's the medal match if you don't have the volume all the way cranked up, staring at the TV. Because I would assume most of us kind of have it on in the background. Maybe you tune your eyes to a certain event. But if you don't, I mean, there's just so much going on. It's constant dopamine, which I appreciate as a ADHD viewer. But as far as honing in what's going on, a little difficult.
Yeah, man. I mean, you guys know I have the setup of three televisions in my living room, and I've got at least two of them tuned to Olympics at most times. The one thing I am finding, I do agree with them that, like, there's certain sports and certain events that you can kind of watch without the sound. Yeah. Those are the ones that I feel like I gravitate to, where I can kind of keep up with what's happening without listening. Although there are certain things that, like, I mean, track, you want to put that on. You want to listen to what's happening, because with the Olympics in general, I like to call it sports for folks who don't like sports necessarily. And so the thing that they're talking about is, like, they're setting up a story every event that you've got. And so you've got to hear the announcers and what the story and what's going on leading into this and what kind of the parameters are. But I've enjoyed it thoroughly. The only thing I'm realizing is I came in and I'm like, yeah, I'm going to watch rowing, I'm going to watch sailing, and I ain't never got around to none of that, right? I think I expanded my horizons decently, but I find myself more Those often ones. Than not just falling to the things that I'm used to, the rivers and lakes I'm used to.
Yeah, the gymnastics, swimming, track and field, basketball. There is so much going on, and there's so much USA dominance. I feel like the more you watch, maybe the more you get into it. You know, and
we've
had the ability to watch quite a bit of it here in studio and consume it that way. And it does seem like there is something like dramatic or amazing going on. But it's best when you can get into the storylines and it builds day to day.
And when you're around people, like, this feels like one of the sports that are sporting events or sporting adjacent events, however you want to call it, that's most conducive to, if you're around folks, oh, you're going to have fun with it. Like, I know folks that when the primetime broadcast of these things are going on in the evenings, they're getting together with friends like it's a watch party for the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. They got food and everything, and then they're taking these events in. And I imagine that that's a lot more fun than watching it by yourself and maybe just trying to see what Noah Lyles is doing or what Sidney McLaughlin is doing or whatever, right? Like, if you're watching it with a whole bunch of folks and now y'all are talking back and forth about the stories and who y'all are rooting for and who you're not, I imagine that makes this go a lot more.
I have a query for the group. Is that the right word?
No, you used that perfectly.
Was that the right word? Yeah. Okay. I felt good about that.
Walchuk used to love that show, Query.
Take offense to that.
Oh, hey, Broadus.
Broadus is
never helped my fashion sense, though. Yeah. I mean, I just lost it.
Okay, what event?
You look great in those Digimon shirts you wear.
Thanks, bro.
Digimon is great.
It's freaking though. Pokemon, all right? Read a damn book.
Ah, tomato, tomato.
What has been an event that we either didn't know existed that we're now glad we were introduced to?
Okay.
Or one that you've so seen excited? A little bit about that you're like, okay, I love this sport.
Did you guys see the 18-year-old Southlake kid who's the greatest speed climber in the world? He's like half of his DNA. They found out he's got like some spider in him or whatever.
Something like that.
I'm dead serious.
No, he got bit by a black widow.
He's like the real life Peter Parker. This dude is climbing. What was it? It was like a
47 meters.
Did he dominate?
Yes, I'm talking about watching this dude climb up. He's from Southlake. He's 18 years old, and watching him climb up the speed climbing wall in under 5 seconds is... Wow. And the thing that's super impressive about it, too, is the guy doing play-by-play on it, which is the fastest play-by-play you've ever heard in your life, because it's a 4.5-second play-by-play. But the speed climbing, I didn't know was a thing.
Okay.
What was his time, like 5 seconds? 4.75 seconds, and it's a world record now.
Okay. Yeah, I've seen the video, and what's hilarious is I know that there's a lot of people who have called for the idea of, on all these broadcasts, with all these events, we need to have one civilian, right? Just to like get a general idea context of how incredible these people are. Yeah, and it felt like that's what they did with the speed climbing, because on the B wall, they got the A and B wall as people go up at the same time. I remember watching the video, right? 4.7 kid, he's up there. Person on the B wall, who is also an Olympian, is like a third of the way up, and I'm like, oh, okay, this is a problem.
Yeah,
like this.
Yeah.
We're talking Katie Wild. Ledecky stuff right now.
Yeah, where you're like, they're having to zoom out to show the other person who's trailing by so much that the original zoom in doesn't even catch it.
Is there any other sports? So we got the wall climbing that y'all have seen that you're like, oh wow, I didn't know that was a sport.
I like the Olympic shooting too, with that Turkish guy doing what he did. That was a fun one. Cool.
I didn't know they had the 3-on-3 basketball tournament. I'm not sure how I feel about it, you know, because the Americans aren't doing well. You know, I didn't know they had the mixed events with male and
I didn't know that either.
That's pretty cool.
Trampoline.
Trampoline was definitely one of those.
Yeah, that kind of freaked me out a little bit.
I always forget. That's one of those every 4 years, you're like, oh, yeah, that's right. They do be doing that.
Honestly, I didn't even know that they were doing trampoline stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Start of the show tomorrow, 2 o'clock. It's going to be USA against Nikola Jokic and Serbia. What do you guys expect? Can anybody slow down this USA team?
I mean, if it's... Jokic versus AD, we've seen this battle back and forth. This should be a fun one, but
well,
I think Team USA will be fine, but Jokic is always a problem to deal with, but his backup, just like he's in Denver, can do nothing.
You say Jokic versus AD. I think this is where you look up and you go, hey, JoJo, this is what we brought you for. And thankfully, I think for the Team USA, he's played better, I think at least in the last game. And so, yeah, man, JoJo, this is your opportunity to go and earn your keep by going and making it tough on him. Plus, all right, center position, maybe he gets going. Nobody else is out there for Serbia. USA will be fine.
What's coming up on the show tonight, gentlemen?
Hey, man, we're going to have a good 4 hours of programming for you. Talk about the Olympics and all those things, the Rangers. But at 8:40, what local celeb would you want on the call of your favorite team, inspired by a big boy in Atlanta?
I love it. Here it comes, the Get Right, Reggie and Blake. Thanks to Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman, coordinating your video. Woolchuck and Shia follow here in studio. Brian brought us in Oxnard, California. Until tomorrow at 2, I'm Gavin Dawson. You're going home with the nation. At ease.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive in the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.